Joining us now to discuss is Gregory Copley. He's the president of International Strategic Studies Association and the author of The Noble State, Governance Options in an Ignoble Era. Gregory, as always, thank you so much for joining us. Diving straight in, is it reasonable to put a blanket ban on entire nations on national security grounds?
Well, it may not be entirely fair, but it was inevitable in that the whole immigration question, not just for the United States, but for most of the world, has become something of a chaotic, out-of-control mess. So you have to start somewhere. Sovereignty means having control over your borders, being able to defend those borders, and to be able to protect your citizens within those borders. So this had to happen in the United States, particularly after several years, in fact, decades of really uncontrolled migration into the United States. Having said that, the president was obviously targeting a number of different audiences when he made this statement this time. The first one, obviously, was for the domestic electorate. He wanted to show that he was, in fact, continuing to do something to curb the inflow of migrants who may not fit well within the U.S. society as it stands now. And some of the groups which he targeted, particularly the Somalis, and particularly the way in which they were dumped en masse into certain areas in the United States by the Obama administration, meant that they were not integrating with U.S. society. That doesn't mean to say they couldn't in the future, but the whole immigration policy had to change.